talking to harness racing owner Jamie Cockshut, who has a great partnership with his mate Barry Cooper. Jamie, you've had a couple go around in two states last night. You had Franco Sheffield go around in Hobart and also a first starter for Dean Braun in Watch This Spot go around at Cranbourne last night. They both won, both impressive. You must have been thrilled with the outcome of last night.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, very happy, Pete. Since I've got a partnership with Barry, you know, we've put a fair bit of money in to get some quality horses and finally starting to pay off, mate.
Well, let's talk about Franco Sheffield. He's had two starts for you. He won on debut and he was pretty impressive. But last night in Hobart, he was just awesome. He won by 26 metres and not fully extended by Ricky Duggan. So you must be just gobsmacked by what he's doing.
Yeah, well, tickle pink actually. Like, we picked him out about 4 or 5 weeks ago. We went to New Zealand, had a look at a couple of, he wasn't for sale, but I did like him, so I asked Dean to go and drive him for me. And Barry came over the next day and said to Barry, I think we need to have a serious look at this one and buy this one as well.
Mm.
And yeah, he's quite surprised him, Peter. I thought he'd be a very nice three-year, but what he's done so far is unbelievable, and it is a credit to his previous trainer in New Zealand, Ken Barron.
Yep.
He's only had 13 weeks work in his life, so he's done all this on 13 weeks.
Really?
Which is unbelievable, and by last night's performance, he has got a big future ahead of him.
His high speed's incredible.
Oh, it is, Pete. I can't believe it. I can't believe the improvement in him in the space of 5 weeks, mate.
Yeah.
If he can keep improving, well, I'll be very happy.
Well, he'll go out for a spell now?
Yeah, he's go straight to the paddock tomorrow. There's nothing here for him in Tassie.
Yep.
And the aim was to get him, he try and win a couple of 2-year-olds and tip him out for the better 3-year-old races next season.
Okay.
So we'll stick to that plan, mate.
All right. Now, Dean Braun's training Watch This Spot for you over there in Victoria. Now, he was impressive. Drew Barrier 3, and he won by 6 metres, beating a reasonably smart one in Village Cruiser. Apparently there's got a future as well.
Oh yeah, well, that's good. I didn't know much about the other runner here, and neither did Dean. Dean said it'd be very hard to beat, but just six first starter, so we tread rarely for the race. And but I will give credit to Dean here. When he arrived, he got crook. Like myself, mate, had a bit of food too quick, and he got some stuck in his sausage gland, had to race to the vet the next day, and that was only 3 weeks ago, so Dean's done a remarkable job to get him back and to win like that first up.
But, so he got food caught in his esophagus?
Yeah, so he's been through a little bit in the last 4 weeks, the little fella, so I'll take my hat off to Dean there to get him back to win first up as well as he did.
Okay.
But he was the one we went to New Zealand to by. We watched a lot of his trials, and Dean made some, you know, one of the contacts with Dean. That's why we went over to buy,
okay,
by him, and then we got picked up Franco Sheffield as well, mate.
So Watch This Spot was the target, and Franco Sheffield was the bonus.
Yeah, very good bonus, I must say now, Peter.
How much did you give for Franco Sheffield?
Just under twice that, mate, you know.
All right.
Just keep that to ourselves, what we pay for the horses, mate.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. Your money, you do what you like with it. There's having two horses like this, two young horses, must be so exciting for both of you, because if you go and buy experienced horses and they sort of, our Sir Jekyll is a horse that you've had a lot of fun with and he's sort of getting towards the end of his tether now, but then these young ones coming through the ranks, it must be exciting for you.
Yeah, it is, Peter. It's revitalised the myself getting, you know, keen again and that, you know, Jekyll's been an old champion for me, and without him this would never have happened, because I wouldn't have stayed in the game for as long. The thrills that he gave me, the prize money that he's won and so forth, but hopefully these two can come through and replace him, you know. We've got a very smart 3-year-old in Dapadana as well, who's I still rate very, very highly.
Yep.
And we've also got another smart 2-year-old that we brought Dapadana, called Major Cullum, who's probably 5-6 weeks away from the track, who's probably as good as any of them.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's very smart. He's very smart.
So he's called Major Cullen?
Major, yeah.
And he will race when?
Probably 5 or 6 weeks away.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
what will Dean do with Watch This Spot? Will he have another, try and get another 2-year-old win then go out?
Yeah, we'll race him out there. We'll leave it up to Dean's judgment. You know, he knows what he's on about Dean, so we'll be led by him. But if he have a couple of nice two-year-olds before the end of the two-year-old season, be very handy. But if he doesn't, it's not the end of the world, Peter.
All right, mate. Look, well done. Congratulations on a two-state double. That's the first time you've had a two-state double?
No, I had one with Jekyll and I might have been Mickey Bly's going back. I've had a double two-state double before, but mate, I hope there's plenty more to come.
But this is the first one with Barry?
Yeah, first one for Barry. And just in closing, I'd like to say a good thank you to Barry, because without Barry coming into these horses with me, this partnership, these quality horses wouldn't be here racing in Tasmania.
All right,
so I really appreciate Barry's input over the last 12 to 18 months since we've formed this partnership.